I just read the other day about a bunch of questions that were asked of university students across North America. And they put all of the responses into a can and shook them up. And here's what came out. 80% of all the students said that they believe in small business, entrepreneurship, freedom of speech. And the same people said, 70% of these same people said, they also believe in socialism because they want free stuff. Talk about a contradiction, okay? Wow, how does that work? I mean, I want an omelet and I don't want to break an egg. I mean, come on, you guys. And these are the people that are going to lead our country someday. Somebody's got to get them straightened out. I mean, everybody's working on their heads. Everybody being the left, right? I mean, all the professors and the politicians and the people that get to these people are left-wing themselves, and they're stirring that pot up, and I hope that these kids can figure it out someday. In Canada, Ottawa just recently announced almost $2 billion in terms of compensation for dairy farmers to offset the impact of trade deals. What that really means is that the person who leads the country, the Prime Minister and his cabinet and others, I suppose, are not capable of working out good trade deals. They couldn't sell hamburgers to hungry people, and so the dairy farmers lose, and now the citizenry loses because they in turn have to offset what the farmers are losing. Did you connect all of those dots? It's all about who leads, right? The people that follow, they'd like to have a better view. And in Canada, the view ain't so nice. Now you've had this deadly shooting that happened in El Paso, Texas, at the Walmart store recently, and 22 people were killed. And the left-wing press is all over this thing and, you know, gun control and nothing about crime control, but we need to take all the guns away from everyone who didn't do it. The people don't react that way. The gun sales spike because good people say it can happen again and I want to make sure that I can protect my life and the lives of those around me. And one guy in El Paso used to average 7 people per class for concealed carry lessons, and now he's averaging more than 50. And a lot of the people were actually at the Walmart at the time of the shooting, and they're saying things like, I want to be able to protect myself in the event of something bad happening, and this won't be the last mass shooting that we're going to see because there's a lot of crazy people out there. I wish politicians could talk like the people on the street, the boots on the ground, right? People want to protect themselves, want to protect their families and other people around them, and they need that opportunity. Guns don't do bad things. I mean, the bad person that pulls the trigger, he does bad things. Liberals know that. But it's their way of knocking the conservative mind thing, right? Bang, bang, bang. And whenever a bad thing happens with guns, they use it as a tool. It's effective, but it's wrong. Here you have a liberal CNN commentator, Angela Rye. Just the other night, I was actually watching it. It hurts me to watch CNN because they're so goofy. But now and again, I do because, you know, you got to have an understanding of what the other side does a little bit, right? So I take a deep breath and I switch it over to CNN and I'm not there too long. In any event, she had a white Republican man there on the screen with her on the around the table. And he made a comment about the squad, which has hijacked the Democratic Party from House Leader Nancy Pelosi. And she went on to say, it's so interesting to use that term, hijacking, when you're referring to Muslim women. And you are the problem. White men who think like you are the greatest terrorist threat in this country. White men like him. So all Republicans now are terrorists. And all, you know what? These people are unhinged, totally unhinged, because everything she said doesn't connect with the entire conversation. I mean, she's a wacko. In Canada, the other day, the opposition, Mr. Scheer, of the Conservative Party, he had a wonderful opportunity because the sitting Prime Minister was found guilty of breach of some ethic rule. And you know, he's a bad person with regards to that stuff. He's a hypocrite. He's doing bad stuff. And he falls on his sword every day, but yet the other guy doesn't seem to know how to take advantage of that. And I watched him on television as well. It was on CBC, another painful experience, but I did it. And I watched him being interviewed, and I've talked about this before. It's painful. He doesn't answer any question. He dodges everything. He has a smirk in his face. And this guy, I mean, you got to go take another course. He's taken the media course that they all take in Canada particularly, and it teaches you how not to answer a question. you answer it with another point of view, right? And the people don't want to hear that. I mean, give us a yes, give us a no. You've had a direct question, now open your mouth, let some words come out, duh. And he doesn't do that. I mean, Canada needs better. Wake up, Mr. Scheer, you still have time. I mean, go take a course on something. How about honesty? How about answer questions and open your mouth and let the right words come out? Just saying, you know what? I'm old enough to know better, but I'm young enough to do it anyway. And that works for me, but I ain't running for office, Scheer. All you guys that are, you got to kind of look and see what the people want. Loosen your tie, go to a bar, buy everybody around a beer, and figure it out. See how other people talk and how they respond to questions. And what they don't do, typically, is not answer, because they'd get a lot of pushback at the bar table. Y'all come back here tomorrow, we're going to more for you from the right. See ya.